The word take is the word dekomai. And if you read the word dekomai in the Greek, it means to receive. So there is an emphasis on the Greek of something being received rather than something being put on. There is an actual Greek word for the word put on. But here is the word receive. So there's another emphasis on the armor of God to show forth that the armor of God comes from inside. Now, even if you want to study the word put on, in chapter 4, verse 23-24, it says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, that's a word very hard to understand for many people. And as I translate Ephesians from the Greek, I found that if I put it, because the word off and the word from are on equal level in the Greek. Off and from are from the same derivation. And if they put it this way, it would have been clearer to people. And be renewed in the spirit from your mind. Not that the spirit come from your mind, but you be renewed in the spirit from your mental renewal. From your mind, you become renewed totally. As we said, your spirit is already born again. But it's your mind that needs to be renewed. And so you are refreshed and renewed in the spirit. Where does it start? From your mind. The battlefield is in the mind. It's as the mind in Romans 8, and I could substantiate that with Romans 8 that we saw just now. Set your mind on the things of the spirit. And the word mind is not your spirit part of your mind, it's the soul part of your mind. Set your mind on the things of the spirit, and it will be life. That is Zoe and peace, irony in the Greek. So as we are renewed in the spirit from or through our mind. The avenue is from our mind. Verse 24, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness. Now that makes sense. If he's saying now be renewed in the spirit from the part of your mind, that you put on the new man. That's the mind has to put on the new man that was created. The new man is your spirit man. See, what he's talking about in verse 23-24, even those of us who don't have all these Greek benefits, when you read it, what is your basic, most basic meaning? That you're being spiritualized. That's all. That's what the detail is. Our souls are being spiritualized. Our souls are putting on the new man of the spirit man. Or the spirit man. So even the word putting on, I'm emphasizing here, is from an internal point of view, not from an external. And so here we go in the gospel of in the epistle of Ephesians 6, that the taking on or the receiving of the armor of God or being like Jesus doesn't come from the outside in, it comes from the inside out. And in the morning when you get up and you prosuke, and that's what it does here in verse 18, praying always with all prayer. He means, prosuke, we all prosuke. So he says, reach into that realm of the Spirit. There in one emphasis, kratos, here is prosuke. And that flows forth with all that Paul is talking about in bringing the presence of God out from you. Prosuke is always from inside out, not from outside in. Outside in is more the word deisis, supplication. So here is prosuke, inside, coming out. And so we see here in Ephesians 5 and Ephesians 6, there is an emphasis now on the physical body being spiritualized. Chapter 3 and 4, the soul being spiritualized. Be renewed in the spirit from your mind. Now in chapter 5 and 6, is a physical body being spiritualized, being dedicated, submitted unto God. And you see, how can chapter 5 and chapter 6 relate together? Chapter 5 is we submitting to God, to Christ as the head, as the wife submits to the husband. And then chapter 6 is spiritual warfare. How can it be related? Read James 4, verse 7 and 8. And you see that there is a relationship between spiritual battle and submitting ourselves to God. James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, which one comes first? Submit to God. You don't resist the devil and then try to submit. It says, we submit to God. We yield. What does it mean to submit? To yield. He clarified what submitting means in verse 8. Draw near to God. Now, that doesn't that sound like Ephesians 1 and 2? Seated in the heavenly places. And Ephesians 3 and 4. He will draw near to you. Christ dwelling in us. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. And he tells them to humble themselves in the sight of God, and God will lift them up. But chapter 4 verse 7 is the key there. We see there, submit yourself to God, Ephesians 5. Resist the devil, Ephesians 6. They are related together. Unless we yield to God, we cannot resist and stand against the enemy. If our lives are not yielded to God, we have no strength to resist the enemy. And to add on to the glorious state of chapter 5 and 6 of Ephesians, we see here he's talking about the glorified body that Christ comes to bring in verse 27. That he may present it to himself a glorious church, a church full of his glory. Brethren, it is the will of God not only to dwell in our spirits. It is the will of God not only to have our minds renewed. It is the will of God to have our physical bodies being His very temples for Him to dwell through. So that He can consider our physical bodies dedicated holy vessels to Him. There are two types of glory. Two types of glory. Let's look at that in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 11. Colossians, chapter 1, verse 11. Strengthen with all dunamis according to his glorious kratos. The Greek says, according to his glorious kratos. A kratos that is full of glory. There is a glory that comes to kratos. And also, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9. Jesus at his coming. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his iskus. Something that comes from inside Jesus. Remember in Revelation it talked about the sword that comes up from his mouth. So here is a glory of his iskus. So they are what I call the twin workings of the glory of God. They are both the glory of God. But we see that there's a glory of the Word and there's a glory of iskus. There's a glory that comes through kratos. There's a glory that comes from iskus. Sometimes when you meet some believers, see, in Christian life we must balance the Word and the Spirit. Sometimes when you meet some believers, you notice that there's a certain glory and presence of God in their life. But they can be strong in the word and they lack prayer and the spirit. But yet there's the glory of God in their life. It's the glory that comes from Kratos. Some other Christians, they don't spend that much time in the word, but they do pray a lot. They are not very knowledgeable in the word, but they are people of prayer. And you notice there is also a certain presence in their life, but it's different. It's the glory that comes through Iskus. What we need is the combined glory. And when it combines together, that's where the glorious church can be transformed from glory to glory. The glory of the Lord. In other words, the glory of the Lord had the twin elements of Kratos and Iskus working together to perfect His church. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we praise You and thank You that You have designed and You have chosen the church to be Your glorious church without spot or wrinkle. We thank You, O God, it's in Your divine will that You cause us to be transformed to the image of Jesus Christ. We have been predestined to be sons of the living God, to show forth the fullness of His glory. Father, what a privilege. Help us to realize the fullness of this word that You have for our lives, that we may be transformed spirit, souls and bodies into Your very image. Most of all, Lord, that Christ may dwell in our lives to absolute fullness, that we may be transformed and changed, O God, to His very likeness. Father, we want to be like Jesus. In our spirit, in our souls, in our body. Lord, we desire it. Let it be so in our lives, O God. We thank You. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all rise together and sing that song, Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. Thank You, Jesus. Lord, thank You, Jesus. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. In my heart. In my heart. Jesus in my heart, in my heart, in my heart, Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. Praise God. Amen. Those who need prayer, we pray with you outside there. Pastor Anthony and Evangelist Elijah will be outside praying with you. And just line up, we pray with you. God bless you. Next week, there's no meeting. We are having a meeting the next fortnight on February the 1st. Praise God. God bless you. Let's give Jesus a clap offering. Amen.